Today's gospel is reminding us of such a great temptation in our life. The temptation we all have to save ourselves. To think that we know we can do what is needed to be saved. All of the different examples in here, right? The Pharisees. Clearly, right? Proud about the knowledge that they have. Think that nobody else has it. Think they know how their salvation is going to be played out. Nicodemus, I love him because he knows Jesus somewhat, and he tries to be courageous, but he too fails, right? And he ends up going to his own home. The mark of Jesus, right, the mark of our faith is unity. And what a great example today of the disunity, right, when we try to seek after our own salvation without Jesus. It causes fights, it breaks us all up, and we end up just being alone. But the wonderful gift, right, of Jesus Christ is that he's there for us. Right? Nobody asks Jesus, hey, Jesus, help us out with this problem of you being from Galilee, but the scripture says you're from Bethlehem. He would have told them, I am from Galilee, but I was born in Bethlehem. I do fulfill the scriptures. And so today, it's just a good reminder for us that instead of, right, relying on our own knowledge, our own pride, right, thinking, I know Jesus well enough, I'm going to be saved, I'll do it my way, to instead turn to Jesus again and say, Jesus, show me who you are. Teach me who you are. Reveal yourself to me a little bit more today.